Shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah and nothing will cause them to stumble. You know, we are in the middle of celebrating our spring feast. We have just celebrated Passover, and now we're looking forward to celebrating first fruits. First fruits being the day that Yeshua resurrected from the grave, the day that he defeated sin and he defeated death. And so it means so much to us as believers, as those who have put their faith in him, to those who have been redeemed by the blood of Yeshua, which is what Passover is all about. We have been forgiven of our sins, but not only have we been forgiven of our sins, but now we have the resurrection power of Yeshua living in us, meaning that now we have the ability to walk in a newness of life, and also we know that sin and death is defeated in our lives, and one day we will be resurrected to live with him in eternity in his new kingdom. So let's go ahead and look here at Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3, and this is Paul here talking. He says, "For we are the circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and boast in Messiah Yeshua, and put no confidence in the flesh. Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Messiah." So I want to pause here for a moment with our reading and talk a little bit about what Paul is talking about here, where he says we are putting no confidence in the flesh. Upon Paul believing in Yeshua as the Messiah, Paul was a Pharisee. He was a religious leader. He had been trained by the best of the best when it came to the religious leaders of that time in Israel. Now, at that moment in time, the Jews more or less believed not in actually following the law of God. They were more or less following a set of rules that they had adapted as something that they did as a Jew. And one of the things that they boasted in was as basically, you could say, almost as being part of a club. Because you're a part of a club, you would do these certain things, okay? And because you did these certain things, they had confidence that you could say they were saved, okay? That they were in righteousness before God. They were in right standing with God, which is what righteousness means, okay? So they boasted a lot in the fact that they were circumcised in their flesh because that was the mark of the covenant, right? So they believed that because they were circumcised in the flesh, that they were in righteousness, they were in right standing with God. We can fall into that same trap as well. Our trap, though, does not tend to be with this idea that we are circumcised in the flesh, but it can also be just this idea of what Israel was doing, what the Jews were doing at the time, is they were following a religion instead of actually having a relationship with the Messiah. In following their religion, they forsook the one who the Torah was teaching them about and pointing them toward, thus actually disobeying the Torah and the fact that they did not listen and believe in the prophet that the Torah spoke about who was coming, who would be like unto Moses. So they actually are disobeying it, but they are walking in what we would call a religious practice, religious ways. They were doing religion instead of having a relationship with their God, okay? So we can fall into the same trap. Christianity isn't about religious experience. It isn't about doing a certain set of rules and guidelines that we follow that is set forth by the church in which we attend. Denominations can fall into the same trap. Well, I'm going to church every Sunday. I don't drink or I don't smoke or, you know, I'm not sleeping around. We can fall into these little rules that we set up, but we forsake the relationship part. And what Paul is saying in verse 7 is, I have counted all as loss. I've counted all that I learned and gained in the religion of Judaism for the sake of Messiah, for the sake of knowing Messiah. Okay, so if we forsake knowing Messiah and all we're doing is religious practice, then it's all rubbish. You know, some would even say that, you know, all you need to do is pray that sinner's prayer. And then once you're baptized, you know, like, you're good. You're part of the club. You are in right standing with God because you have done these two things. But there's no relationship with Messiah. So you're still walking in religion. There's still a boasting of the flesh because in my flesh, I'm doing these things. But the question is, do you know Messiah? Do you know his ways? Are you walking in his ways? Are you seeking to gain Messiah? And as we proceed in this passage, we're going to see this. Are you walking in the resurrection power of Messiah? So let's look at verse 8. More than that, I count all things to be lost because of the surpassing value of knowing Messiah Yeshua my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Messiah and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Messiah. The righteousness which is from God upon faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So Paul's saying, I count all that I learned in Judaism as loss, because the value of knowing Yeshua as my Lord surpasses all that I learned in Judaism. The value of knowing Yeshua as your Messiah, having him as Lord, which means that he is the one you serve. You're obedient unto him. Okay, you're not just saying a prayer, being baptized in water, and then turning around and living just as you lived before you said that prayer. But you have come to understand that knowing Yeshua, because to know Yeshua is to be one with Yeshua, is to walk as Yeshua walked, is to have the same mindset as Yeshua had, to love the things that Yeshua loved, to do the things that Yeshua did. That's what it means to know Yeshua. It's the same idea where it says Adam knew Eve and she begot a son, right? So it's a knowing. It's an intimate knowing of two people becoming one. So the idea of knowing Messiah Yeshua is us becoming one with him. Our desires begin to line up and match with his desires. Our thoughts begin to line up and match with him. So thus, what follows is our actions, and what we do follows what he did. So Paul says, I count all the things I gained in religion as rubbish so that I may gain Messiah. So anything that I have learned in religion that prevents me from becoming one with my Lord, with my Messiah Yeshua, I count as rubbish. I'm going to discard it. I'm going to get rid of it. That's what Paul's saying. Paul threw out that which he was taught in Judaism that did not line up with knowing Yeshua Messiah. And he joined himself in the sole goal and purpose as to become one with Yeshua. And we do this in faith and through faith. by faith and believing that Yeshua died upon the cross for us and believing that his blood cleanses us from all of our unrighteousness, all of our uncleanness, and that is all that is needed in order for us to be made clean and for us to stand before God and be seen as righteous or be standing in the right place and right standing with God. He sees us as innocent. He sees us as sinless. He sees us as clean, as worthy, not because of what we have accomplished in our flesh, not because we attended church every week or twice a week, or we did certain things. It's because we have faith in Yeshua. But that faith in Yeshua should produce good things. See, good things without faith is dead. It's not going to produce anything. But our faith in Yeshua should produce good things. That's what James tells us. Faith without works is dead. So the question is, if you say you have faith, if you say you believe in him, but you're not walking as a new person, if you're still doing what you did before you got saved, then the question is your faith alive or is your faith dead? Okay, what does he say? What does Paul want to know? He says, I want to know him. I want to know Yeshua. I want to be one with Yeshua. I want to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed unto his death. So what is Paul saying here? He wants to have fellowship in the sufferings unto his death, meaning this is speaking of us dying to this former behavior, this former man that walked in the ways of this world, that sought conformity unto this world, that sought to please whatever its flesh desired and wanted. See, sin is pleasurable. It's pleasurable for a season. But obedience brings joy. Joy is everlasting. Joy will be there even through the suffering. But pleasure is fleeting. It leaves. It goes. Ultimately, it will lead to depression. Okay. So he's like, I want to have fellowship in your suffering, meaning I want to share in their death upon that cross. And how do we share upon his death? Yeshua said, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross daily, meaning daily we have to die to our flesh. But there's another thing that Paul talks about. He says, I want to know the power of your resurrection in my life. This is the power of God living inside of us as believers to now walk as a new creation in Yeshua, walking as that new man or woman. And what does it mean to walk as that new man? Now we are dying to our flesh. We're dying to the conformity of this world. And now we are conforming ourselves unto Yeshua, unto the law that was given unto us, unto his Torah, learning what it means to love God and to love people. That is what his Torah is. It is his guidelines, his instructions. It sets the goal. It sets the mark on how we are to love him and how we are to love people. And when we believe in Yeshua and we accept him as our Lord, and he comes and he lives inside of our hearts, his Holy Spirit resides in us, and the power of his Spirit and the power of his resurrection that rose him from the dead now lives inside of our hearts to raise up righteousness in our hearts, to raise up a heart that desires to walk in obedience to his word, that seeks to find what is clean and to walk in what is clean, and abstain and reject and to stay away from that which is unclean. We as believers in Yeshua who are longing to be conformed unto him, who are walking in covenant with him, need to be able to tell the difference between what is unclean and what is clean. And Paul says, I desire to know this in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So as we celebrate the resurrection of Yeshua from that grave, he did not stay in that grave. He willingly gave his life upon that cross so we could be cleansed of all of our uncleanness, to be forgiven of our sins, so that we could stand before God in boldness, knowing that we are cleansed, that we are innocent. And he was buried, but on that third day, he resurrected from that grave, defeating sin and defeating death. And his resurrection speaks to the fact that now we can defeat sin in our lives. And we have the power it takes to walk in his righteousness. And also we look forward to the fact that even if we may die before his coming, his second coming, we are merely just asleep. And that one day we will attain the resurrection from the dead and we will live for eternity with him in his new kingdom. That's what we get to celebrate on this feast of first fruits. Is number one, that we will be resurrected from the dead. And number two, his resurrection power is inside of us right now to walk just as Yeshua walked. Let's look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. This is Paul speaking here. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Messiah was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. So what is the very purpose of his death and his resurrection? And why do we get water baptized? The water baptism speaks of what he went through. He was buried, he died, he was buried in the water, and he raised out of that grave. When we are submersed underneath that water, we are dying to our flesh. We're dying to that old sinful nature, and we're raised to walk in a newness of life, which is walking in obedience to his word, his law. Verse 5. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. So his resurrection, his crucifixion, and the resurrection speaks to the fact that sin no longer has power over us. We, as a believer in Yeshua, really have no reason to sin. We really cannot sit back and say, I want to do what's right, but I can't. Because if we say that, then we don't fully understand what it means to have the power of his resurrection in our lives, to have his Holy Spirit in our lives, and to know him. Now let's go to verse 7. For he who has died has been justified from sin. Now if we died with Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him. So what he's saying is if we have died to our flesh, we shall now live with him. We shall live in his righteousness. We shall now walk in his righteousness. His resurrection power, that's what this is speaking of. Dying on the cross, but also resurrected. Old man dead, new man alive. Verse 9, knowing that Messiah, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. So what is the life that Yeshua is living right now? A life unto God. A life of submission, of obedience to God. Even when he walked on the earth before he was crucified upon that cross, he perfectly obeyed his Father. He was without sin. That's why he was able to pay our price. Okay? So now that he's resurrected, what is he still doing? He lives unto God in submission to God. That's what we are to do. We are to live our lives to God, unto God, in submission to him and obedience to him. That's what follows to the one who has been raised in a new life. Verse 11. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Yeshua. So what's the instruction unto us? Consider yourself to be dead to sin. Don't sin anymore. The power of sin no longer exists in your life. Know that you're not a slave unto sin. Know that there is no temptation that comes your way that you cannot resist. And know that you had the full capability and everything that you need is inside of you by his Holy Spirit because of his resurrection power alive and at work inside of you for you to walk in obedience to his word. So we hate wickedness and we love and cling to God's ways. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10. But if Messiah is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Messiah Yeshua from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So how are we walking in his resurrection power? By his spirit. The spirit of Yeshua, who was resurrected from the grave, lives inside of your body. The resurrection power is inside of you. It's a matter of being like Paul and saying, I'm going to count everything else as loss and rubbish for the sake of knowing and understanding what it means that the resurrection power of Yeshua dwells inside of me. How do I increase my knowledge? How do I fully come to understand what it means that his resurrection power lives and dwells inside of me? And what does that look like? 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since Messiah has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to no longer live the rest of time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For the time already past is sufficient for you to have worked out the desire of the Gentiles, or you could say of the nations, the things that the world is doing around us, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. So what is Peter saying here? The time has passed. That's what he's telling the people he's writing to. For you have worked out the desires of this world, because his spirit now lives inside of you. The instruction for us is to cease from sin, to work out those desires that are from the world. Work them out. How do we work them out? We don't work it out on our strength. It's not by our strength, not by our might, not by our ability, not by anything that we can do. But it is by his spirit, by his Holy Spirit living inside of us, by his resurrection power living inside of us, and us learning how to talk with him, commune with him, speak with him, to surrender our lives unto him and his spirit, that his spirit is able to move and work, and his spirit can work on removing the desires of this world out of our hearts. But we have to be willing to surrender. We have to be willing to let go. A lot of times we're not willing to surrender those things, those desires that we have. We're not willing to let go of them. So they stay there. They hang on. By his, in his timing, by his work, by his spirit, as we move down our journey and our path, we will look back and see the desires that have fallen off just by getting to know Yeshua more. Not by doing more religious things, but simply by getting to know Yeshua more. And Paul said he was seeking and desiring to know the power of his resurrection and to share in his suffering, right? So he is desiring to go after this, the dying of the flesh and living and walking in his righteousness so that he may attain to what? The resurrection from the dead. May we learn and strive and pursue knowing Yeshua, dying to our flesh, seeing his resurrection power at work in our lives, walking in newness of life, so that we too may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Well, hallelujah. I hope that this message has blessed you this week. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.